USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As far as the planned summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un goes, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says,
"We're still working towards June 12th.
But with the President of South Korea sitting beside him at the White House, President Trump suggested yesterday that summit may not happen or may have to be postponed.
If it doesn't happen, maybe it'll happen later. Maybe it'll happen at a different time.
After first proposing the summit, North Korean officials started threatening to pull out of it last week, upset about joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea, and unhappy about President Trump's insistence on denuclearization. A candidate for the governor's office in Georgia could become the nation's first black female governor, Stacey Abrams, easily winning the Democratic nomination yesterday. She's the former minority leader in the Georgia State House. And this is USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
A group of House Republicans wants to appoint a special counsel to investigate the FBI and the Justice Department. At a Capitol briefing yesterday, New York Congressman Lee Zeldin claimed the FBI did, as the president says, plant a political spy in the Trump presidential campaign. A top NATO general in charge of training for Operation Inherent Resolve expressing confidence on the progress of the training of Iraqi troops. Here's John Clemens.
That update came from Brigadier General Roberto Venucci of the Italian Army during a briefing at the Pentagon via satellite.
We are growing up a professional, self-contained, and self-sustainable force.
With the recent change in the government in Baghdad, it was also questioned about how long the Operation Inherent Resolve's joint forces will stay in Iraq.
The coalition will continue to support them as long as they need, and as long as we are requested to do so.
And this is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
We told you moments ago that President Trump has now even conceded that his summit with Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, may not end up happening. The president also saying yesterday, during those remarks at the White House, he's detected a change in Kim Jong-un's attitude ever since Kim met with Chinese President Xi Jinping recently.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like it from the standpoint of China. Now, I hope that's not true.
The president going on to call Xi a, quote, world-class poker player. Governor Rick Scott of Florida urging state residents to get ready for some major rainfall and maybe some flooding as that state continues to monitor the development of a big weather system in the Caribbean. The governor has also directed the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission to pre-position and stage its high-water vehicles and all other flood response resources for rapid deployment if needed. The system is currently east of the Yucatan Peninsula. It's already producing a large area of disorganized weather as it slowly moves north into the Gulf of Mexico. And the National Hurricane Center has increased its chance of developing into a tropical depression to at least 50%. And NFL owners are now considering rules to deal with players who kneel during the national anthem. One idea being floated at the owners' meetings, let the home team decide whether teams would come out of the locker room for the anthem or not. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.